Arizona's largest city, Phoenix, has decided it no longer wants to be part of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Council members decided on a 7-1 vote to end membership in the league. Mayor Thelda Williams explained the majority's thinking.
It's very obvious that this council is very frustrated with the performance of the League of Cities and Towns. Not the other cities, but the organization's performance. Time and time again, the league staff has worked against our interests without consulting or involving us. They are proven ineffective on several key issues that have affected us in meaningful ways. As stewards of public dollars, we have to be very responsible, and I cannot justify paying dues to an organization that has been ineffective for Phoenix taxpayers.
Not surprisingly, leaders of the organization are disappointed by the council's decision. One of those leaders is Ken Strobeck, executive director of the league, and he's with me. Ken, what's your overall reaction to Phoenix leaving the league?
Well, it's very unfortunate that Phoenix has chosen to leave an organization that has represented cities and towns very effectively for the last 80 years, and certainly with Phoenix as the largest city in the state, they're a very important member. And we're very disappointed that they've chosen to leave. I think that the hope is that they will reconsider at some point and come back again, because their participation with all of the cities and towns around the state is very much needed, and the league is a forum where they can do that, and also where they can let us know what their legislative priorities are, and we can work effectively on behalf of all cities and towns, because what happens in the state legislature affects every municipality, regardless of size, regardless of location.
Phoenix Mayor Thelda Williams is quoted as saying that she can't justify paying dues to an organization that has been ineffective for Phoenix taxpayers. What about characterizing it as ineffective?
Well, I really believe that that is just factually incorrect. Just last session alone, we worked on a number of bills that not only saved Phoenix taxpayers a lot of money, but also were just policy issues that were of the greatest importance to Phoenix more than just about any other community. I'm speaking specifically about the regulation of food trucks and home-based business. Those were things that the Phoenix city staff told us were highest priorities for the city of Phoenix. So we spent an enormous amount of time on those bills working and coming to compromise on food trucks and ultimately defeating home-based business. And we also made some enormous changes to the PTSD legislation for public safety employees. We opposed the redistribution of big city HERF money to rural cities. All those things together, and the taxation of data centers, the exempting of data centers, the last three bills alone would have cost Phoenix more than $15 million a year in revenue. So I think the league has proven over time to be a very effective organization. And, you know, we have differences of opinion from time to time, but that's why we have the league as a forum where we can work those things out.
Well, Ken, does this potentially, at least in the short term, hurt smaller cities and towns because the big dog on the block wouldn't be involved? Does this hurt the organization?
It, of course, is uncomfortable to now have to say, well, we do not represent Phoenix when we're speaking about city and town issues, but we represent the other 90 cities and towns in the state. And I really do believe that it's a matter for Phoenix to reconsider how their relationship is with the other communities, the other mayors around the state who, you know, basically look to all of us to be together and to be unified. So we will continue to advocate. We'll continue to lobby. We'll continue to try to enact policies that are favorable to cities and towns, including Phoenix, even though they are not going to be participating with us. They will be the beneficiary of our work.
What do you make of the timing of this? We just had former Mayor Greg Stanton become a congressman-elect. There is a different lineup considering people going for different jobs on the council. Do you think that indicates a philosophy that is perhaps, even if it's only short-term, is definitely set?
I'm not sure. You'd have to really analyze ask those folks on the council directly. But I think the fact that there has been such an enormous turnover that a couple of members of the council have always been critical of the league. One of them, who I know personally, has just said, "Hey, nothing personal, but I will never vote to be a part of the league." And so they just disagree with that philosophically. And also, you just mentioned Mayor Stanton, the council has been very, very politically divided over the last number of years. And I think with the departure of Kate Gallego, of Danny Valenzuela, of Greg Stanton, that a lot of that value of being part of an institution went along with those folks.
Legislative session will start in about 2 months or so. Does this affect specifically how the league goes about its business in terms of getting ready for the session? How much planning goes into that, and how much was Phoenix a factor in that planning from year to year?
At the staff level, at the league staff level, we have already had our policy direction from our members at our annual conference through the resolutions committee, through the drafting of bills and those kinds of things. So our policy positions are pretty much set. And then we have our core principles, which is to protect local decision-making in all cases and also to protect our shared revenue. So we will continue to use those as our fundamental guidelines. And like I said, Phoenix will benefit from that if we are successful, and even though they're not part of the organization.
Ken Strobeck is Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, thank you.
You bet, Steve. Thank you.